You are listening to the Dead Air Podcast, hosted by Tim and Nine. Cynical views that take up space on your hard drive.
Come here, bitch! I want to rock your body.
Who cares what you call it?
Friggin' go away, you freak.
Welcome to the Dead Air Podcast. As usual, I am Nine.
I'm Tim. Why do you get to say your name first?
Because I'm the one who happens to talk before you do.
Oh, fine.
All right, before we get things started, it's time to light the smoke.
Ah, yes. Dead Air Podcast. Contributing to the delinquency of minors every
sweet
day.
Sweet nicotine. All right, folks. There. Just so they know that I do smoke this. All right. You know what? Our podcast has moved away from the news stories, and it's more or less just us talking now.
Well, yeah. Well, there's nothing really in the news to talk about right now, so.
That is true. All right. Anyways, folks, today we're going to talk about. This is something that I've noticed recently, being the big porn addict that I am.
Mike came up with the topic.
Yes, and guess what? It's related to pornography. Yes. Has anyone else besides me noticed that porn has become incredibly hardcore, almost to the point of rape now?
I know a lot of girls are, like, when I'll be in a chat room when I'm bored, and they'll be like, any guys want to cyber, do a rape scenario? And it's like, if I were to cyber, it sure as hell wouldn't be rape.
Yeah, if you haven't noticed, folks, there are a lot more cases, or at least a lot more cases that are being publicized or being reported of girls being, you know, abused or molested at young ages nowadays.
That's rather sad. Although I'm sure it was going on before, and it just wasn't, like, making major news.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, thanks to the dawn of mass communication, we're able to hear everything that goes on. Hell, I can hear what Johnson's doing in the privacy of his own bathroom. Or something like that. But,
live! Me taking a shit on webcam.
Oh, God, don't get me started. But, yeah, I mean, I wish I had the report with me. Well, basically, it gave a really startling statistic. I believe it was like, I can't even guess what it was.
It's a large number.
It's a large number of girls that have reported or admitted that they were victims of abuse or molestation. And, see, that fucks them up for life, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, well, I think they can figure that out.
Yeah. So, I strongly encourage for you not to touch your daughter or your son. Or a shemale, if that's what happens to pop out of your wife.
Yeah, we encourage you not to do this.
We're yes.
Against this.
Bad. This is the Dead Air Radio Community Alert Bulletin.
Yeah, we're slapping all your hands.
And rubbing our fingers in an accusing way towards you. Yeah. So.
What brought this up?
Okay, as usual, I was bored at my computer today. And I decided to take a look-see. At, you know, one of my favorite porn sites. I'm not telling you what it is because you're going to shut it down, damn you. But I happen to click on it, and all of a sudden I see this guy making this. Basically, he's just gagging the living hell out of this woman with his extremely large, gigantic penis. To the point where she throws up all over herself.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's really something I want to see in porn, a woman throwing up.
I got completely turned off. I turned off the computer. I just walked away slowly in that shocked look on my face, okay? Oh, God.
And my phone's ringing.
Yes. And we're back answering Tim's very important phone call because the world just revolves around you,
yeah,
doesn't it,
my
Tim?
My phone always seems to, like, ring in the middle of the podcast.
So, deal with it!
And we do it at the same time. I think people just like to bother me.
Yes. So anyways, forcing a chick to gag on your cock, not a good idea, not very, you know, attractive or turn-onable, as I like to call it. Yes, I create words, turn-onable.
Turn-onable, okay.
So just don't click on it and it'll go away.
Well, you know, Mike surfs the free porn, so what do you expect?
I am not going to pay for something that I can easily access for free, okay? Think about all the gigs out there, all the... God, just...
And if you happen to stumble onto gay porn, you know, all the better, right?
I'm sorry, but that's just wrong. I mean, gay people, there's nothing wrong with you, but what you do is incredibly wrong. I don't want to see that.
Anyways, next time.
Now that I've alienated the gays, yeah. Great. I'm going to get all the hate mail that I really want to. All right, next topic, Tim. You brought this one up.
Yeah, I was watching a bunch of Bush's speeches.
Oh, God, that had to be.
C-SPAN, yeah.
It was torment.
Yeah, it was. But in every speech, he tends to get this, like, retarded autistic look where his eyes glaze over and he has this little smile on his face.
At the corner of his lips,
yeah,
right?
And it's like one side of his mouth sort of curls, and he just looks like he's either really stoned or just really retarded, which is probably both.
So I encourage all of you to watch our nation's leaders' speeches and discover this little, shall we say...
I'd like some emails habits. To see if anyone else has noticed this, or
yes.
Is it just me?
And if you have pictures, all the better, send it to us.
Yeah, well, if you have any pictures of it, we'll put it up on our site.
All right, so I guess this is the end of the podcast, Tim.
Wow, we kept it within a decent limit today.
Yes. Anyways, to reach us, our email is deadaircrew@gmail.com.
Our voicemail is 1-206-3-FUCKER. That's 1-206-3-FUCKER. And if you can't figure out the numbers, well, you're a dumbass.
And if you're ever bored, our website is www.deadaircrew.com. Deadaircrew is our website.
Feel free to sign our guest book, let us know you're listening, or send us an email or any of the other things.
And that's about it.
You can get any of our other contact information off our site if you want to, like, IM us or something.
Indeed. So, this is the Dead Air Podcast crew saying, fuck you.